the shadow. That morning, sitting quietly, I knew for a moment the unlocked transom of the body. How the rib staves bridge a sheer lake, the same within them as without. How the wrist bones spill the sky's austere unwaking when the crickets have been still for hours and the wren's low whistles and rasp-tongued blue jays have not yet begun. Across the continent, it was full light, and a man I loved was tending the body of his mother. Not the one already ash, but the one of paper, slipped into drawers, packed into trunks, left behind. His fingers were turning the smoothed flat pages, the middle's ink-dark thicket to be passed through as the black scribblings of birth ink and death ink must be passed through, and the edges white because the body has its limits. There are things unspoken between mothers and sons. And when he tried to tell me later what it was like, there were silences too, between us and within us. "Listen," he said then, and I did, while he held the receiver's open mouthpiece toward the east. In each of our bodies, the sea swung close, then farther off on its watery stem. By then, it was night again for us both, another day paid out in bolted cloth. Memory, she'd once written, is like the shadow of a building, longest just when it turns to disappear. Still, we stayed on the open phone line, hearing the beating, breaking, scoured out chimes of wave scrub, diamond and black the space between them, empty, vast, I could almost see it, for a long, silent time, remembering her.